G'day and welcome to a special edition of The Life of Matty J. This is the January review. So we are, well, I am 1 month down of the year. Currently halfway through between weeks four and week five. And we have reached the end of January. And so, you know, starting February, obviously. And I'm just going to be take a look back at what I've done so far. So at the start of the year, I had big goals, a lot of dreams, you know, a lot of emphasis coming in saying, you know, this is the year. And a lot of that came from the tail end of last year where I was feeling pretty all right with where I was headed and where things were going. And so now we're looking at where this year is. A 12th of the way in, we are looking at, oh boy, one heck of a month. It was all right, to say the least. You know, it's a pretty good start to the year, I'll say. You know, not the best, not at all the worst either. I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest. And you know, January for me has always sort of been one of the worst months, typically because nothing happens. It's very much a slow down, do nothing, you know, sort of lull your way back into the year, which, as far as I was concerned with the season I was in, was not at all what I was looking for. So I wasn't at all looking to just sort of take it pretty cruisy. That did happen a few times, but a lot of the time I was pretty concerned with making sure I was doing enough, which typically has been a problem for me in January, where I typically do nothing. So, okay, taking off again where we left off. So, this month has been pretty all right, pretty good. Some of the key points of things that went on this month, my car. I got my car registered earlier on. That took quite a big financial commitment, as well as some time and effort. Again, with the whole asset liability situation there, so that was a pretty big point. Had the end of the relationship. That, again, wasn't really a relationship, but it was the two of us commingling, sort of finding out where we were at in our lives and in a relationship path. And we both sort of decided to call it quits on where it was at. So, you know, that's something that really happened. I was working a lot. I remember that. You know, obviously it's meant to be summer, summer holidays, and with my first job working in a school, you know, I had that time off. But had that job, a second job working in disability and community services, which has taken up a lot of time. And of course, not wanting to be in a month that was just, I suppose, a waste, you know, a very lull, not do a lot. I was forcing myself to pick up as many shifts as I could, which led to a bit of overworking. Towards the end of the month, obviously, we started back at school just this past week or so, but that was, you know, still happening in January, so it was good to see that things towards the end of the month were really starting to pick up. Money and savings, obviously, with the little work I was doing, and the saving to move out, as well as saving up to pay for fixing the car and registration and things like that. That's another big thing I had to deal with throughout the month. I was continuing my summer shred of physically looking after myself, getting some big gains in there, some good lifts, as well as trying to lose as much fat as I could. It was a big point in obviously looking after my body, which was a bit of a problem during the week and a half or so that I was sick, which again, another big point of things that happened. A lot of that originated from that time that I went out drinking, which is the first time that I drank in 4 or 5 months or so. And again, came to the conclusion that it was just not me. It was just not a part of me. I'm not saying it was a mistake, because there was going to be a time where I was going to drink again. And so, you know, I was comfortable with that being the night and that being the occasion, just to see what came of it. But it was not something that I felt that I resonated with anymore. So it was, you know, good to get that in and out of the way. I wrote in my book quite a bit. Obviously, yeah, I had planned to finish it at the end of last year and start this whole year new and fresh, trying to find a publisher and get it off and running, but sort of hit a wall towards the end of last year, doing a bit too much. And then set myself up to try and finish a lot of it in January, but was quite overworked and quite sick for a lot of it. So that would be a really big main point where I sort of stumbled across the line. Well, I didn't actually get to the line, didn't actually get to the finish, but stumbled quite a lot during what I was doing. So that's something that was definitely to look in February. But overall, you know, in general, I think I did enough and I'm okay with that. My progression and goals list in how I want to develop myself, you know, self-help and person, perseverance, personal development, things like that. My goals list, you know, set those out for the year, obviously, as you need to at the start. And I'm looking quite all right, quite healthy, I do believe. So that's quite a big stickler. And then there was obviously this, the podcast, where I started it and have kept to it and continued it. So those would have been a lot of the key points of things that sort of just happened to me on a personal and professional level this month in January. So more or less, that's just those are the facts. That's what happened. Now I'm just trying to wrap my head around how I feel about it, whether or not it was all okay. And so, of course, you know, I focus on the three tenets of my life with a purpose and a meaning and a direction. And looking back at my daily logs, you know, I've done a comprehensive study on how each day went and how I felt about it. And all in all, they were all mostly okay. So middle category, you know, not brilliant, not the best things ever happened to me, also not the worst. So as I said, you know, summarizing how I think the month would have gone, would have been about, you know, an average good. So mostly okay in these categories tends to confirm that more or less. So starting with purpose, a lot of it was tied into work. You know, as I've mentioned throughout a lot of the podcast, a lot of what I was doing was tied into just being in the moment, getting off this year to a good start. And so most days were good in terms of what I was actually doing. And that could be said for the large majority of the month. However, I did feel somewhat bad about not completing as much as I wanted to. And sometimes that made, you know, a few negatives or let poor mental health, I suppose, come in and impact how I was feeling. So there were a few negative days, especially when I was sick and especially when I was having that week without work. Those were mostly the downer sort of days. But apart from that, my purpose was mostly okay. So, you know, as I look back and sort of hang my head, I can hold it up high. I don't need to hang it more or less in sort of how I felt, what my purpose was during January in terms of working, existing for the benefit of others and looking to improve myself. I'm pretty sure I'd say that I did all right. So now with direction, it was mostly okay. Some good points, some bad points. I was very okay with what I did a lot of the time. A lot of what I was doing was moving myself into obviously where I want to end up at the end of the year in line with the goals that I've set out for myself. You know, obviously setting out goals for myself is a huge part of that direction, of course, doing that at the start of the year. You know, always trying to put myself off to the right foot, continuing and keeping up with this podcast. Huge in terms of the direction I need to go with looking after myself with my mental health. So I'm very happy with most of what I've done this past month in where I'm going. Now, there was some negativity associated with not doing enough, such as the week that I was sick or the week that I had off work just trying to look after myself. Again, circling back to how I was thinking about, you know, I needed some time to rest because I was overworking myself. You know, I understand that I needed to do it to prevent burnout. So, you know, taking a step back occasionally and or having a bit of an intermission, a bit of a rest is a smart move directionally. So, you know, you take the good with the bad, and the necessary is always a part of that, obviously. So I'm quite okay with where I was headed for most of this month. So again, mostly okay with the few negatives, but all in all, it was pretty good. So moving on to meaning, I believe that most of what it did held a level of significance. So it was, again, mostly okay. This was all based on how I was looking to improve myself and others. So things like work, where I found purpose, and the things I was doing to look after myself or put myself on the right foot in direction, all held a level of significance in where I'm going in life. And as I've come down to my personal belief in that, you know, I want to try and make myself the best person that I can be in order to make those around me better, you know, is in line with my lifelong goal or mantra, however you want to view it, of, you know, may sound a bit cop-outish, but trying to make this world a better place than the one that I came into. And so obviously in trying to make the best version of myself possible, put that out there and improve people and interactions, situations and society and other things that I'm involved in, try to turn it out for the best outcome for everyone, holds that level of significance, which is tied into the meaning. So again, that was pretty okay. There were some bad thoughts revolving around how pointless things seemed at time. Sometimes things did seem a bit meaningless when I wasn't really going anywhere. So especially in the time when I wasn't achieving much, which, not to say that the meaning of everything I do is tied in directly with an achievement, but as long as there's that constant goal to strive for the best, to hope for the best at least, and to pursue that, especially in, you know, the direction that I choose to go and the purpose that I have in life for that day or that week or that month. So at least looking back at this month, there were a couple times where I felt, you know, I'm a bit over this, I'm a bit overworked, I'm a bit overwhelmed. And so there were some negative thoughts coming in where I just felt incredibly overwhelmed and a bit lonely. And so as a person, I felt somewhat meaningless at times. But those were few and far between. They were very fleeting moments. And overall, what I did held that important level of significance. So I'm quite happy with that. So those would be the three tenets of purpose, meaning, direction. They were all mostly okay. So again, it's a pretty good month in terms of how I felt, what I was doing, where I was going, and why I was doing it, things like that. So moving on to health. Ugh. Physically, I was sick, I was tired, I was overworked, I was anxious quite a bit, and I was at times quite sedentary, and I slept a lot, and my sleeping patterns got out of whack. And so that would be the negative. We get that out of the way, but that's what it was for a lot of the time. I also had some really good gym sessions, some really big gains. I achieved a lot of weightlifting goals and physical benchmarks, I suppose. And so it was a mixed month. I did quite all right in a lot of my goals, and so I feel very good about that, to be honest. But also sort of look back and think, well, it wasn't as productive as I wanted it to be, but still it was, you know, a lot better than it has, you know, it was one of the better Januaries physically for me than that I've had in a while. So I'm pretty okay with that, to be honest. So, you know, I'll give that an okay. Mentally, again, starting with the bad, I was quite anxious, especially to a lot of things about how this year was going to head off, what was happening with the relationship at the time, what was happening with the cars, what was happening with moving out, things like that. A lot of that led to quite a few problems, which were sorted out, more or less. And there were times where I felt a bit sad and a bit lonely. But, you know, that's to come quite naturally when you're obviously focused on where you're going in life and what's happening, and then you start to look at what you, obviously what you're looking for and what you have and what you don't have. And so, you know, that's one flip side of it. But obviously a really big point from that was a discovery I made a bit last week, was when I wanted to sort of know which season I was in, and it came down to just not wanting too much made a huge difference for me mentally. And so in an effort that was a lot of up and down, most of it was generally up or quite okay. I'm going to say that mentally I was quite good this month. So that's a positive. Financially, oh boy, I worked a lot, that's for sure. I did have some time off. That was sort of scheduled, such as when I was getting sick, that put a bit of a hole in my earnings, and sort of being forced to have that week off where I didn't do anything was also a bit of a catcher. Just sort of looking at what I was planning on put me a bit behind the eight ball, so to say. But I did save a lot. I did earn enough. And so financially, I'm quite okay. I'm pretty good with where I'm at, to be honest, and sort of where I'm going. Investments, all that kind of stuff, holding up, I'm quite fine with that, to be honest. You know, obviously I had to put some in places I didn't necessarily want to, such as my car and things like that. But apart from that, you know, it is what it is, so I'm fine with that. I did spend a bit, but a lot of it, again, was necessary spending. And I think I'm in a position where I'm looking at how I'm quite okay heading into February. So, you know, hope for the best. And, you know, I'll be looking to move out in February, which is going to be obviously the telltale of whether or not my skills in budgeting and finances have improved or stayed stable, or, you know, whether or not I've set myself up for a victory or just false hope. So, you know, we'll find out. But at the moment, I'm feeling pretty all right with it. So those would be the main aspects of how I felt financially this month, which, again, we'll call it okay. So overall, it was quite an okay month. I suppose to summarize, it was a good start to the year. I had very high expectations going in, which was met with a lot of struggles, most of which were self-made. I wanted to be very productive, but sort of fell short of the desired outcome at times. You know, again, probably due to me more than anything else, but that tends to come with it, with living your own life, not necessarily just following the guidelines of others. So all in all, I still achieved a whole lot and really set myself up for this year, I believe. It was a hectic month in terms of what went on, such as, you know, work and relationships and my feelings of loneliness at times. But much of that was taken care of by remaining positive, checking with myself, looking for sound advice, you know, going to mentors, doing these podcasts, doing my daily log and my weekly reviews and all that kind of stuff. And so, obviously, looking this month at review, I think I've looked after myself pretty all right, so it's pretty good. I made that big revelation to learn not to want so much, and to be aware and to know the season that I'm in. And all in all, I think I'll be okay. Things will improve or continue the way that I want. That's how I'm feeling. So, you know, I'm pretty okay with where life is at the moment and where I'm sitting and how January went. You know, it's all said and done. I can hang my hat on it at the end of the day, end of the month, and say, you know, I'm proud. I'm proud with what I did. It's over and done with, and keep moving forward. So give it 3.5 stars all up. I think according to the star chart that I do throughout the month, it probably averaged about 3.25 stars out of 5. But I'll say, looking up as a whole month, we'll bump it up to the 3.5 stars. So, you know, look and stay positive, I suppose. So on that note, I'm going to end it, and I'm feeling quite good. I'm going to continue to strive and thrive for the best. And I suppose that's my January review. All right, have a good one. See you next month. Bye.